In this week's parasha, we find the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was for those people who were unable, because of impurity, they were ritually impure, they were tamei, they were unable to bring the Karban Pesach, the sacrifice that was brought on Pesach in its proper time. They were given a chance, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and complained and asked, you know, we weren't able to bring it before. It wasn't that we just slacked off and, you know, didn't care enough about it. We cared, but we weren't able to. There was a technical problem. Can we have a second chance? And Moshe Rabbeinu then gave over, after speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. The ability to kind of do a makeup for the Karban Pesach. This has been always the makar, the source, for the concept of tshuva, the concept of that if a person, you know, can kind of blow it the first time around, but if they're truly motivated and truly are interested, they have the opportunity for, again, like a makeup that they're able to redo and have a chance at the mitzvah as well. It's also a mefarshim talk at length about how our attitude towards mitzvah should be. Here are people that really were okay with the fact that they missed the Karban Pesach. It wasn't, they didn't have to do the makeup. It wasn't that they in some way were lacking. Due to a technicality, they couldn't bring it. So they easily could have said, look, you know, we weren't in the game this year. Someone doesn't have a good baseball game because they weren't in the stadium, so no one blames them. They weren't even in the stadium. So, but they wanted it. They asked for it. They said, we know that we were putter. We know that we were given a dispensation. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to do the mitzvah. However, I saw a beautiful question. So the way it went was, we got the mitzvah of Pesach, and it was only later when these people who were Tamei complained to Moshe Rabbeinu and said that, and begged for the ability to do the mitzvah, to have the makeup on the mitzvah. It was only then that they were given the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this was counted with all the other mitzvahs, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu then include it in the original mitzvah of Pesach? As it is saying, those who aren't able, due to Tumah, due to the fact they were ritually impure at the time of Pesach, have the opportunity to do a makeup on Pesach Sheni. Why did it have to go through like almost the whole drama of asking and wanting, if they knew, Rachel knew there was going to be a Pesach Sheni? And the answer really speaks so much to what with the trials and tribulations and all we go through in our lives, because the answer is that had they had that option of a Pesach Sheni from the very beginning, had they not wanted it and asked for it and wished to do it, perhaps they would not have had that feel to do it in the first place. Part of the process of tshuva is also going through the difficulty, not knowing that there's an answer right away, understanding that, you know, we're stuck, and we cry out to you, to Hashem, and we ask you to please help us in this situation. And that causes us to want that relationship. Had they known that they had the ability to have Pesach Sheni from the start, that relationship could have been lacking. Sometimes it's the very issue, it's the very difficulty that causes us the pain, that also at the same time gives us that ability to want more, to ask for more, and to get a closer relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that truly is the message of Pesach Sheni. The concept, the idea, that although no one wants anything sad, and we don't want anything sad or difficulty or challenging in anyone's life, but sometimes we can grow from that challenge. We can look at what happened and realize that caused us to try doubly hard. That caused us to work harder, to be more sensitive to other people. It caused us perhaps to understand the concept of hardship and to understand also the concept of crying out to Hashem. You know, by the Hasidim, Pesach Sheni is a much bigger yontif. They wear the yontif begadim, they wear sandals, they wear other begadim on the clothing for yontif on Pesach Sheni. So someone says, the chassid, you know, you guys are making a whole yontif, really, that's like celebrating the fact that there were people who were tamei. It wasn't, the fact that it was a makeup is really second best. Why are we making a yontif to celebrate second best? Why are we making a yontif for making the fact that, yeah, you were able to, you know, we gave you a dispensation that you didn't have to do it, now you were able to do it, and the Chassid answered, you have it all wrong. We're not celebrating second best. We're celebrating the want and the drive to be first best. The want and the drive to say, yes, perhaps I had a problem, but that's not going to stop me from being who I am and doing what I am able to do. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you understand that concept of challenge, you understand the concept of hardship. And although we don't wish it for anyone, but if we have it, let's at least realize that perhaps it's given to us as something we can grow from, something that we can take and use it as a tool to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to daven and find ways that it makes us perhaps a better person, a more understanding person, and if we can do that, then maybe we can make some sense and give some meaning to the challenges that we go through in life. Have a truly enjoyable, restful, and uplifting Shabbos.